All right. Well, I got no special music.
You don't?
No, my
you
internet,
always have music.
My internet connection is down.
Oh.
On my not at the house, but on my laptop. And I have to reboot, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, okay. So we get no music?
Well, you get the regular music, but you don't get any special music.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
So,
yeah. Why don't you play that?
But then? I would like to take this opportunity to invite people to send me ideas for special music to start the show with.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we don't want anything slow. We want something upbeat, something that fast, something that sets the pace for the show.
Mm-hmm.
It can be rap, Christian rock, needs to be, but the point is that it's Christian music. It needs to be Christian rap or Christian rock or whatever, and if you have a sample of it, or if you know where there's a sample to get on the web, that would also be handy to include.
Okay.
Send that to me at comments@dublinsquirrels.com.
Send him music.
All right. Yeah, ideas for music. Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning, radio on demand, it's all right.
What was that?
I don't know. And on today's show, we've got skinning a boneless chicken, and some more calls from you people, so.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Oh, I almost messed up there, didn't I? Okay.
No, we're talking about skinning.
Skinning a boneless chicken?
No, skinning.
Boning a skinless chicken.
Skinning a chicken.
Yes.
Skinning a chicken.
Oh, just skinning the chicken.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you take some calls and we'll get to that.
Okay. Sorry.
Build some anticipation.
Oh. Wow.
It's very exciting.
Wow.
Hi, Brad, Faith, it's Winston. You were talking about Brad's earwax issues, and I had to share.
When did we talk about that?
You see? Do you see? Do you understand?
When I look at you and go,
what are you thinking?
What
do you
did
not
we
understand
talk about?
The people who listen to this show and what they're going to do with the things that you say? I had an itch, and I took my pencil, and I was scratching my ear, and you made a big deal about it on the show, and now everybody's going to have a heyday with it.
You know what else he does?
There's going to be a whole thread about it on the forum.
You know what else he does?
Things you can make out of
earwax. When he thinks nobody is looking, he takes the little wand-do thingy from his trio, and he itches his ear all the time with it and cleans his ear out. It's disgusting.
Wait, stop.
It is truly disgusting.
I don't clean my ear out with it, okay?
That's what it looks like you're doing.
No, I just scratch it.
Okay.
It's itches. I have an ear itch. I don't know what it's about, but I have an ear itch. My ear itches.
Okay.
I don't clean my ear out with it. My ears are very clean.
Okay.
I wash them in the shower every
That's
day.
That's what it looks like.
Okay. Well, I won't do it anymore. I'm sorry. I have an ear itch.
Okay.
My ear itches. It's been better lately, though. I think I finally got whatever it was.
You got some growth?
Yeah, I had some like a long hair or something that was itching me or something. I don't know.
I was making a ice cream delivery.
Everybody's very turned on right now.
To a day spa. And I walk in, I take their put their order away.
Did he say an ice cream delivery to a day spa?
Okay.
Is that what he said?
He did.
Okay, just checking.
And noticed something very strange. So I go up to the lady at the counter, and you know, in a quiet voice, because I don't want to cause a panic or anything, I say, "Pardon me, your customer's head's on fire." And the young lady.
This is something. This is a sentence that you never want to hear.
Mm-mm.
There's no proper way to hear that sentence.
Why would he be calm?
And it'd be a good thing. I don't think, because he wouldn't cause a panic, he said.
He doesn't even look up. You know, she says, "Oh no, she's having her ears candled. You should send your wife in for a treatment.
I've heard of that. You know why? When I took Lauren to the chiropractor last week, I actually heard about it. Donna, the chiropractor, told me, but she's real into herbal medicine and all that kind of stuff. And Lauren has this, she produces a lot of earwax. And Ginger, you know, because she's 2 years old, so she can't get in there to clean her ear. And so they
She should try the little thing in my palm.
So they candle your ear is what they call it. And it causes it to melt out, basically, what she told me.
Stick a lit flame in your ear. No, they'll put
it in the ear, but the heat melts the wax and brings it out. I mean, that's the gist of it, apparently. And that's about what I know about it.
They stick a wick in your ear and line it?
I don't think it's in your ear. I just think that it's I mean, that's the idea I got.
It's near your ear?
I'm sure he's going to explain it. Let him explain it.
Did you say it was near your ear?
Near your ear.
Our ear candling packages start at $75.
No, thank you. No. $75 to light my ear on fire? No.
I said, no, thank you. If my wife wishes to set her head on fire, I don't think I should be calling a day spa. I should probably be calling a firefighter. Anyway, I had to share.
Or a shrink.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, men with the white jackets. My wife is setting her head on fire. You might want to come over for a visit.
Oh, I'm going to the day spa tomorrow.
Yes, but not to set your head on fire.
No, manicure, pedicure. Mani pedi. This is what they call it. Mani pedi.
You know what? I'm tired of the whole... I'm out on the whole let's shorten everything down and make it sound really cool. No, I'm done with that. Let's just leave all the words the way they are.
Okay.
Why the continuing dumbing down of the English language?
Trying to make things quicker, faster. Gotta go.
Trust me, Bernie. And you know what else we need to do? Hmm. Get rid of all these extra letters we don't use anymore. Like night, G-H. The G-H in night.
Uh-huh.
Just spell it and the K. The K-G. Just N-I-T-E. What's wrong
with
that?
That's how it used to be spelled.
No, it used to be spelled K-N-I-G-H-T.
That's a person.
That's a knight.
That's a knight.
And it used to be pronounced that way, but it's not anymore. It's just pronounced knight. So let's spell it.
Say that again.
Let's either spell it night or let's say knight. Okay? Let's do one of the two, but not neither. Okay? You like that?
My mom used to spell it N-I-T-E. That's how she learned in school.
Really?
In the 40s.
Why did they change it to G-H-T?
I don't know.
That's weird.
Make it more complicated, apparently.
I don't know.
Beats me.
And the English need to drop that whole U in color and flavor. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird.
And also, can we get rid of the letter C? It's not good for anything. We don't need it.
Just go with K.
Just go with the K.
Yeah.
If you need to spell church, you can spell it K-C-H. K-H. Church. You know, people say, well, if you don't have a C, how can you make the sound ch? That doesn't make any sense. You can use a K for that. K-H.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And C being an S, that's just confusing.
Yeah, see, I don't like the letter City. C. The C has no sound of its own.
K.
That's a K. I think we've been over this already. So. Okay.
Is he still talking?
Nope, he's done.
You let him finish?
I did.
Okay.
Hey, Brad John, JesusGeek.info.
This is the Two Blonde Squirrel show, not the Jesus Geek show. You have your own show, don't you? JesusGeek.info? I thought so.
First of all, it's 7 kids, not 9 kids. And
okay, but there's 9 of you. And really, once you get over 6, I mean, really, come on. It's like, what's another 4 more? I mean, once you get over 6, can you really count them all anyway? They're moving around so quickly, you know. That's what I'm saying. What?
Nothing. Waiting for you to play it.
Can't remember what else I was going to say.
He can't remember what else he was going to say anyway.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
He's got 1,000 kids.
He either calls us when he's like really mellow, or he calls us after he's had 10 cups of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do spread them out typically over one day at a time, but... lately, your podcasts haven't been coming out on time, so I get like 2 or 3 at the same time.
Okay, that's pretty much my fault.
I have to listen to all 2 or 3 of them on the same day and comment Sometimes I have to leave two comments on the same podcast because something's just brewing in me that I have to say. You know how it goes.
If something's brewing in you, you should go to the restroom, turn on the exhaust fan, and then let it out. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, you know, you could talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. If we ever got together, Brad, if you and I ever got together,
that would be an ugly baby.
We wouldn't sleep for like 18 days because we would just talk, and we probably wouldn't even talk to each other. We just talk.
That's like me and April. We just talk at each other.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're really good, John, you can talk and listen at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you're talking, then you're listening to the other person thinking of something else to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're really a good talker.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. Bye.
Bye.
Keep that info.
No, John, that's fine. I was just giving you a hard time. Call all you want. Call all you want. When I'm sick of you, I'll stop playing them. Anyway, he's a faithful listener and a good upstanding member of MyLifeMinistries.info podcast network. So, what'd I say?
You got anything else?
Did I say MyLifeMinistries.info? Yeah. No, it's MyLifeMinistries. See, he got me
all
confused.
Got you all
MyLifeMinistries.org network, podcast network. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
Forget
okay,
it.
You got any more calls?
It. No.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Do I get to talk about skinning a chicken?
Sure.
It was the most disgusting
chicken.
It was the most disgusting thing. I seriously think that I've gone back.
Yes.
It's worse than poopy diapers. It's worse than getting thrown up on. Seriously. And I've been thrown up on quite a few times by children. Just saying. Somehow they always
what do you do for a living? Oh, I get thrown up on by children.
And Helen's gonna throw up. It's when mommy's sitting right there. Throw up on mommy.
I feel like I'm going to be sick.
And then there.
Or what's it? Do you feel like you're going to throw up? Okay.
Is it not always on me?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. Always. And it's not just my child. It's everybody else's children, too.
It's she's a puke magnet. What is Which that is about? Very disgusting.
It is. But though that's not even as gross as this was. Skinning a chicken.
Really?
Seriously.
Chicken?
Seriously.
Why is it so
bad?
I bought a
cut up chicken, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just pull the skin off of it.
Yeah. It smelled gross.
Yeah.
And it was slimy and I couldn't the drumsticks, yeah. They like got stuck on the it was disgusting. I was like trying not to be sick as I was
really?
As I was taking the skin off. It was disgusting. It's disgusting. I don't know how I made it through this far in my life. It's a long time to make it through without ever having to take skin off a chicken.
I've skinned a lot of
because
animals.
Because I usually buy boneless,
yes,
you know, skinless chicken.
Yes.
But, you know, sometimes you have to have the chicken.
Yes.
But usually you can just leave the skin on it. But,
yes,
you know, for certain things you have to take it off because it's too fatty. And it was disgusting. It was truly disgusting.
Interesting.
And I had to get my butcher shears out to snip them. It was disgusting.
Okay.
I don't know how butchers can
do that. I don't know. I don't have any problem with it.
It smelled bad and it was gross.
I've skinned a lot of animals in my life. And I don't mean like frozen butchered animals. I mean like animals that are still have their heads on and stuff.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Last night on Top Chef.
Yeah.
They had this
it's just meat.
They had this relay
yes.
race where they had two teams of four and then they had to skin an orange and then like wedge them, you know, put them in wedges and juice them and then
does this have a point?
Yes. And then the next person had to skin an artichoke to the point where it was just the stem
and
the top.
Is that gross?
Just this? No.
Oh.
No, because you can just strip off the edges.
Too.
But no. Have you ever had an artichoke?
Just being funny.
Go you have to take to the top, story. The stem and the top. And I mean, it takes a little bit. And then the next thing was they had to fillet this ginormous fish. I mean, this thing was ugly and it was huge. It had like this, its mouth was like a foot and a half.
Wow.
And it was huge. It was like this big wide thing.
Like a flannel?
I don't know what, I don't remember what it was, but they had to skin it and fillet it in like two.
Like a halibut.
And then out of this stuff, I mean, not out of that stuff.
Why did you go fishing?
Then the last person had to make homemade mayonnaise without a roto mixer. They had to do it by hand.
Oh my goodness!
You know, you had to whip it by hand. You know how hard that is?
Wow!
Yeah, before your hand would fall off.
So, which is more gross, making the homemade mayonnaise or the flounder?
I was thoroughly disgusted by the whole fish filleting business. I couldn't even imagine what it smelled like. It was disgusting.
Probably smelled like fish.
It was disgusting.
I'm just guessing.
And then I started thinking about chefs. Okay. And their hands have to be just absolutely gross. Do they wash them all the time?
Never.
Because it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, because they're handling all kinds of food.
Yeah, it's gross.
You have to be careful with that, though, because you can get like salmonella.
Why are we making mayonnaise?
Or citronella.
And that was another thing.
What?
When I'm skinning the chicken, I'm thinking about that commercial. Have you seen the commercial for the Clorox wipes where the lady's walking around with this chicken breast and she's rubbing it all over her stove and her refrigerator like she's still supposed to be cleaning
disgusting.
And she's wiping it all over her counter and they're like, this might as well be what you're doing if you're using a rag, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And so they're saying, use these bacterial wipes, you know, instead. And that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, that's what I feel like I'm doing on my counter with this chicken. It was disgusting.
You felt like you were wiping yourself off with salmonella?
Ugh. I scrubbed my hands. The water was so hot that I don't know. I've got this thing about raw meat. Ugh. I mean, I cook all the time. I don't know why that bothered me so much.
I know. You'd think.
Ugh. I don't. It was gross.
Do you butcher chicken? Do you have any problems butchering chickens?
Yeah, that's. I do that all the time. What?
That doesn't.
Seriously?
Hello. Yes.
I don't butcher chickens.
No, I mean buy a whole chicken and cut it up.
No, I don't have an issue with that.
Okay. That's what I mean by butchering a chicken.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's, not somebody's actually already butchered the I'm not chicken. Talking about slaughtering the chicken. I'm talking about butchering the chicken. You understand the difference between slaughtering and butchering?
See, I don't really buy a whole chicken and cut it up anymore because you can buy it cut up already, and it doesn't cost that much more. And so I'd rather pay for somebody else to have done it for me.
When my grandmother was alive, my great-grandmother.
Seriously?
Yes. When my great-grandmother was alive, she had chickens.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go through the whole break the neck, de-feather.
She did that?
Yes. I was there once. I'm sure she did it a lot. Mm-hmm. I was there, and I remember it one time.
Yeah.
Where she broke the neck of the chicken, mm-hmm. and then she...
I've seen it done.
De-feathered and helped her skin it and everything.
Yeah. In Jamaica?
Yes.
On my last trip there.
Yes.
I think 95 was the last time I went. It was like the 10th time I went.
Yes.
My
that
parents,
tells you how old she is.
My parents.
You figure real hard.
Were. What?
Go ahead. I said, think about it real hard. You can figure out how old she is.
No, not really.
Okay.
Okay. What? Okay.
What?
Anyway, my parents were staying there for like a couple, 2-3 months that winter. And so I flew there. For a week and stayed with them. They stay at this Christian retreat resort there, and they were very good friends with all the people because they'd been up 1,000 times. Anyway.
Down.
What'd I say?
Up.
Oh, and down there, yes. And so my dad, being a contractor as he was, he built houses all the time. So he did mission trips. He was a short-term mission director at our church. And so he took work trips all over the world. Anyway, so when he was in Jamaica, he couldn't just sit there and do nothing. He had to do jobs. And so while he was there on this school campus, they had a chicken coop and a hut where they would slaughter the chickens and then they would provide, you know, food for the people who live there. So my dad built this new system. I don't know.
Because they don't have grocery stores?
It's cheaper to buy. They would buy like this giant crate of little teeny little chicks. I have pictures of me holding the teeny little chicks.
Teeny little chicks.
And they'd stick them under these heat lamps and grow them really fast. I mean, they had a system. Within like weeks, they were slaughtering these chickens. I mean, they were growing them super fast. Yeah. I mean, they had a system where they would like stick them under the lamps. Then they'd grow huge and then they'd slaughter them and then they'd bring in the next batch and then they'd use those. It's a lot cheaper that way.
Because it's daylight all the time, so they eat all the time.
Right, exactly. So
they never sleep.
They never go to sleep. So
they probably have really
So my dad sets up this system. Chicken. So my dad sets up the system where he's got
the
like
slaughter
metal
system. I've heard
the
about
slaughter
this.
System. So he's got this whole metal thing, and they got these holes where they fit, where the chicken heads go in there, and then he's got like I'm coming in there one day checking on him. What you doing, Dad? Oh, look at the little chickies, and I'm picking up the little chickies, and oh, they're so cute. And he's over there with a loom with what is that stuff, like stainless steel
like tin,
and he's foiling it into a funnel.
Yeah,
and he's he's clamping it together. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, this is where the blood runs down after you chop their head off. You stick them. He says you just stick them in upside down and let them drain.
Yeah.
Seriously, with their little rubbed webbed little feet.
Not, they're not webbed. These are chickens, not ducks. It's an honest mistake, but. Anyway. Chickens. Chickens don't swim.
Oh, duh.
Don't try it at home.
Zing bad.
Won't work.
Anyway, so the chickens. It's much funnier with webs.
The web feet kicking. You got some weird chickens, lady.
Man, it was just not right. It was just not right. It was the first time I actually
he had it all going to. He had a conveyor belt where they would walk up and they'd stick their neck to this little hole to see like the tic tac toe that they always do. And then whack, a big guillotine would come down and whack their heads off.
He did. He had it all. It was the first time in my life. I was an adult.
He had a little speaker that played Super Chicken. Oh, the Super Chicken.
It was the first time in my life that I actually really considered and took in the whole slaughtering process.
Of
slaughtering ant chickens. I'm thinking, I don't. There's more than I wanted to know.
And then after that, you went vegetarian for like two or 3 hours.
Never went vegetarian. Never went vegetarian.
Vegan?
I went straight to the pool. No vegan.
No vegan?
No. I know people who are vegan. My best friend, April, mm-hmm. she grew up vegetarian because she was Seventh-day Adventist. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, she eats meat now because they go to just an Adonam church anyway. And she's not Seventh-day. I mean, she doesn't observe the Sabbath and all that kind of stuff anymore. But
she does. She just does it on Sunday.
Right. Well, I mean, not Saturday Sabbath. So, anyway, she eats meat now, but she still has this weird thing about chicken.
She won't eat chicken.
Well, she does. No, like she'll make stuff with chicken, but she really, if she's in a restaurant or something, she won't order it. She's like, I don't understand. Chicken's weird. It's this weird vegetarian thing about chicken. I don't know what. She can't explain it. It's pretty funny. So instead, she eats those weird Vegalinks. You see those in the grocery store?
No.
You know,
that's gross.
In the produce section, where all the vegetarian.
Can't do that.
It's
that's
not
gross.
Like the Boca burgers and stuff, which are really good.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good. You know, like the garden burger and all that stuff.
Yes.
These are like by the salads.
Yeah, these
are
disgusting.
And they're like Vegalink.
Yeah, it's ground up, already chewed. It's pre-chewed vegetables stuffed into a sausage.
She loves them.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that.
You're looking at me like I'm...
Me? No, yeah. I eat vegetarians.
You do? Are mm-hmm. they good?
Yes. Vegetarians make the best meat. Like cows.
Yeah.
And, I think they're called herbivores. I don't understand. If it's an animal, it's a herbivore.
But if it's a human, it's a vegetarian. That's strange.
Isn't that weird? I don't know. I don't know. In the Bible, you could eat grasshoppers because they eat nothing but grain.
Crunchy.
Or locusts. You could eat locusts.
Crunchy.
Is locusts
Isn't that just a different stage
thing?
Of a grasshopper? Isn't that what we learned?
No, that's lava. I don't know.
Lava? You mean larva?
Oh, wait.
Larva?
Pompeii. I don't know. Web feet. Whatever. It's time to go to bed. We're too tired to talk.
Chickens with web feet.
Yeah, in lava.
You know what? I'm going to send those nasty, ugly, whatever those... beasts are that live in our pond. I'm going to send them to the slaughterhouse.
Those pond vultures. Disgusting animals. They got warts all over their face.
They were doing something they shouldn't have been doing in public when I came by.
Spring!
Yesterday. Yes.
Boing! Boing!
Woo! We got a little bit more than I bargained for.
This is a family show, madam, and I would appreciate it if you would pull it up out of the gutter.
They were playing leapfrog. There.
Now I have a visual. I can't go on.
Just play the music.
I was just ready. But then I thought everything was going to come together and end out nicely. But no. Now I have leapfrogging pond turkeys in my head.
It's just part of believing in spring.
Oh, here we go. Believe in spring. That was from yesterday's show, in case you missed it. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today on the Two Blind Squirrels. I'm Brad.
And I'm Faye.
And we're blind. And you can catch us tomorrow. Same time, same channel, everything. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
We think chickens have web feet.
And baby mosquitoes are lava. Yeah, you mean messed it up then.
They're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.